morning, this is Katie and Ella with your 11am Zedlines. The Crisafulli government has announced red tape reductions for teachers. The reductions aim to relieve the time teachers spend on administration by 25% over the next 4 years. This includes areas of behaviour management plans, procurement and recruitment. The first three steps of the government's plan for teachers to spend more time teaching and less time on paperwork. These changes come as a result of the Red Tape Reduction Working Group.
A unit on the Gold Coast burst into flames this morning after a resident tried to cool down an overheating e-scooter battery using a freezer. All residents of the apartment building escaped the fire, with one man climbing a balcony to safety. Southport Fire Station Officer Brendan Maisie said there has been an increase in lithium-ion fires in Queensland, and that unusually hot or smoking rechargeable batteries should never be put in a fridge or freezer. Instead, overheating batteries should be moved outside and away from structures.
In national news, ex-Labor Senator Fatima Payman claims the Prime Minister has been withholding additional staff from her. Payman argues she has been singled out by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in a petty game involving delays for additional staff. Payman claims she requires two extra staff to consider legislation and engage with her Western Australian constituents. It has been 208 days since her request, with no progress having been made. This comes after Payman quit Labor in July, after breaking from her party to recognise Palestinian statehood.
Australian roads are becoming increasingly dangerous according to our road death toll statistics. According to the Bureau of Infrastructure and Transport Research Economics, there were 1,300 fatalities on Australian roads in 2024, a 3.3% increase from 2023. This marked 2024 as Australia's deadliest year on the roads since 2012. Despite the national increase, Victoria, Tasmania and South Australia's death toll improved from last year.
In international news, US President Donald Trump is expected to sign an executive order banning transgender service members from serving in the armed forces. Trump is expected to sign four executive orders reshaping the military. These include banning transgender troops, gutting the military's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and reinstating back pay for service members who were discharged for rejecting COVID-19 vaccinations. Trump previously banned transgender Americans from serving in the military in 2017, during his first term. But since former President Joe Biden issued an order in 2021 repealing the ban, Trump is expected to outline harsher military standards this time, such as new standards regarding pronouns.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger today is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 11am. We will be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.
Here we go with Riff 1.